Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True. Какие не соответствуют 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Lily. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Hi, Miles. I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
The same. I see you are reading a book. It's nice to read in the park, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I like it here very much. There are not so many families with small kids here, as there is nothing interesting for them here, I guess. That's why I can have some peace and quiet and enjoy my book.
Is the book interesting? What is it about?
It's very interesting. It's about our first impressions.
Is it about psychology, then?
Kind of. I can't say this book is the result of thorough scientific research. It's pop psychology, in my opinion. I can't say I trust every word in this book, but it's definitely fun to read.
So, what does the book say about first impressions?
Well, the starting point is that it takes a very short time for the human brain to process a first impression. It says in the past it was necessary for people to make their first impressions very quickly in order to escape from any dangerous situations.
I didn't know that. It gives me food for thought indeed.
Then the book passes over to explaining the importance of nonverbal communication to the reader. I have found out that our facial expressions and gestures actually say much more about us than we probably want them to.
I think our body language says more than words. Sometimes I see a person who is saying kind words, but their eyes are cold or indifferent, so I can't trust such a person.
That's exactly the example which is given in the book. Anyway, the author teaches you how to correctly interpret body language. The third chapter has some practical tips on how to produce a good impression on somebody when you meet them for the first time, but I haven't started it yet.
I say, Lily, can you lend me the book as soon as you've finished it? I'd love to learn more about making a good first impression too. It will come in handy when I leave school and go to college. No one will know me there. I'll have to make new friends.
Sure, Miles. I think I should finish the book by the end of the week. Does Saturday sound fine to you?
Perfect. Thank you very much. Why don't we go to the cinema on Saturday evening? They're showing a new film with Al Pacino. You can bring the book and we'll watch the film.
That's a good idea. See you on Saturday then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Lily. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Hi, Miles. I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
The same. I see you are reading a book. It's nice to read in the park, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I like it here very much. There are not so many families with small kids here, as there is nothing interesting for them here, I guess. That's why I can have some peace and quiet and enjoy my book.
Is the book interesting? What is it about?
It's very interesting. It's about our first impressions.
Is it about psychology, then?
Kind of. I can't say this book is the result of thorough scientific research. It's pop psychology, in my opinion. I can't say I trust every word in this book, but it's definitely fun to read.
So, what does the book say about first impressions?
Well, the starting point is that it takes a very short time for the human brain to process a first impression. It says in the past it was necessary for people to make their first impressions very quickly in order to escape from any dangerous situations.
I didn't know that. It gives me food for thought indeed.
Then the book passes over to explaining the importance of nonverbal communication to the reader. I have found out that our facial expressions and gestures actually say much more about us than we probably want them to.
I think our body language says more than words. Sometimes I see a person who is saying kind words, but their eyes are cold or indifferent, so I can't trust such a person.
That's exactly the example which is given in the book. Anyway, the author teaches you how to correctly interpret body language. The third chapter has some practical tips on how to produce a good impression on somebody when you meet them for the first time, but I haven't started it yet.
I say, Lily, can you lend me the book as soon as you've finished it? I'd love to learn more about making a good first impression too. It will come in handy when I leave school and go to college. No one will know me there. I'll have to make new friends.
Sure, Miles. I think I should finish the book by the end of the week. Does Saturday sound fine to you?
Perfect. Thank you very much. Why don't we go to the cinema on Saturday evening? They're showing a new film with Al Pacino. You can bring the book and we'll watch the film.
That's a good idea. See you on Saturday then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.